7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Thursday is upon us, Jennifer. It's the 26th of July. I'm going to make this hour a little more...
Better than yesterday's hour at this time?
A little more variety. But there are some things going on in the top topic department. You're going to follow the trends on Facebook and Twitter for us, among other things. Lots of gossip stuff about the Jacksons, et cetera, et cetera. There's a plan to grant temporary work permits to many young illegal immigrants who otherwise would be deported. The cost to you as a taxpayer, $585 million for that, and hundreds of new federal employees to process the 1 million anticipated requests. These are internal federal documents that have just come to light in the last 24 hours. How many people have heard the story? I'm betting not a lot of you, because
no,
the news department has the news wheel or the news deciders. Remember, George Bush was the decider. These people are the deciders. They tell you what they want you to know. The Homeland Security Department has marked their plans on this not for distribution. So again, this is an administration plan to grant temporary work permits to about 1 million young illegal immigrants. Cost the taxpayer $585 million. Lots of new federal employees to process these people. The Homeland Security Department plans describe steps that the immigrants will have to take, including a $465 paperwork fee designed to offset the cost. How the government will manage it is included in this document. Illegal immigrants can request permission to stay in the country under this plan by filing a document. Request for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals is what the document is called. And they can apply for work permit as well, starting the 15th of next month. Where is this in the news media? Where is the coverage of this? Why is it not?
Where does that $400 and how many dollars?
$465. Where does it go?
Yeah.
If it's costing the taxpayer $585 million to do this, where does that $465 go? Good question. Anybody else heard this story and wants to comment about it? 800-510-8255. Makes sense to have a discussion about that. Also, a study released about the same time yesterday suggests that nearly 1 in 6 convicted sex offenders manipulate their identity to avoid court-imposed restrictions on them. They invent new identities.
And that's 1 in 6?
1 in 6.
Wow.
Well, the technology certainly is there to do it.
Oh,
you can digitally alter your name, your birthdays, social security numbers, lots of different personal identifiers so they can live how they want, where they want. Utica College was funded by the Justice Department to study this stuff, and the estimates are so wild. The number is somewhere between 92,000 and 570,000. They don't even know. These people, registered sex offenders, they have done this. So that means 1 in 6, right? Is that what I said? 1 in 6?
You said 1 in 6, yeah.
Okay. So that means if we take those numbers, multiply 6 times 500,000, there are 3 million sex offenders in our country?
Well, think about it. Fred Willard, who is the actor...
Is he a sex offender?
He will be, if he gets convicted. Oh, yeah. If you get caught, like, pottying outside... Because you're showing your goodies to people, you can actually be included on that list.
I party outside all the time on the farm.
I know you do. You better be careful.
I could be a... Right. And who would declare me a sex offender? The cows, probably.
That's right.
Right? Yeah.
If they were so moved.
Good for you, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
800-510-8255. One of the 5 suspects charged with plotting to bomb an Ohio bridge pled guilty yesterday, agreed to testify against the other people that were involved in this. That's a deal that is made frequently, and you always wonder whether the...
Which one of your friends is going to turn on you?
Yeah, right. Well, but then they promise them leniency. It sounds like an episode of Law and Order, right?
Yeah. We'll help you out. We'll scratch your back.
Right. You help us, we'll help you. These people involved in this could face 15 to 20 years in prison. The five, remember this? This was a month or so ago. They wanted to blow up a bridge south of Cleveland. They planted a fake bomb provided by an undercover FBI agent.
Yeah, they bought bombs from a cop, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was late April when that happened. 800-510-8255. All right, so we have that, and we've got, I don't know, is there anything new in the political world that we want to talk about? I don't sense it.
Well, they're still there, stuffing away.
All right, yeah. And then somebody has this Gary Johnson thing, as these two guys back and forth. Gary Johnson, the libertarian, he was mayor. I think he was mayor of a town or city in New Mexico before he became governor. He hasn't gotten any respect at all. It's kind of like the same thing with the investigation. Do you realize how corrupt the news media is in this country? How corrupt. We talk about politicians and their corruption and business and their corruption, but do you have any idea how corrupt? And a lot of these stations that carry our program, Jennifer, are news, so-called news talk stations. How often, this is the news media, which is generally considered the Associated Press or Reuters or ABC, even maybe USA Today, CNN, newspapers like the New York Times, the Los Angeles Times, Washington Post and Times. It's very interesting. Let's take Washington, for example. The Washington Times is extraordinarily slanted to the right, while the Washington Post is extraordinarily slanted to the left. So where is back to my theme from this week about facts versus truth. The truth, I like it when somebody says, the truth of the matter is, and you know right away they're giving you a line of BS.
I say that a lot, and it's usually not around BS.
No.
Usually.
Well, you know who I'm saying. You know what I'm saying.
I know.
Yeah. So under the circumstances, how do you know what to believe? And where do you get your information? How many people have really started to look around the various websites? And can you be sure they all are repurposing material from others? The Huffington Post is a pretty good example. Drudge, digging around to find things.
Aggregators. They take content and they post it.
Right. Well, is that what the AP is? Who's got a reporter on the street everywhere? Is that what the Philadelphia Inquirer does? I think it's just, people can get frustrated because, so how do we know what's going on? You get basic information on things that are basic to your needs. Traffic information, for example, when you're driving to work. That's pretty standard. Weather information. You can look up that. There are sources. The sources now for weather information are really good and pretty much accurate, at least going out 4 or 5 days. The models are pretty good, and I think you can trust that. The traffic information depends on how good the cameras are. But those are things, they affect your life. A lot of people who are listening to this program during some of the breaks, they get that information from the local stations that are carrying this program. Okay, so what about local then political news or governmental news? What's going on at the town hall? What's going on with a council? What's going on with your local state rep? Those sorts of things. How do you get that involved? And I get closer to when I become, as I have been this week, sort of, the news locally, I get a kick out of, there were two reporters, one of them from the local newspaper, the other one from the Boston Globe, asking me questions, and they were basically the same questions, and I gave them basically the same answers. You'd think I'd been talking to two different people about two different meetings when you read the stories.
Everybody's got a spin, yeah.
Yeah. How many people have found that in their experience to be the case? 800-510-8255. The legal challenge to Pennsylvania's voter ID law is beginning today in court. Pretty interesting stuff. Let's talk about that in a minute. 16 after the hour on Good Day.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rates subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License.
There's a doctor named Joel Wallach who's anything but your typical doctor. He's both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. He has asked many times over the last 30-some-odd years why the U.S. spends so much money on health care and is 50th in health and longevity around the world. Pretty good,
good question.
Isn't it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we spend the most money on health care? What's the health care all about? It's fixing stuff that's wrong with you. It's not about fixing you before you need to be fixed. He believes that people ought to empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition. Nutrition. You are what you eat. You take charge of your health. You attain optimal longevity through nutrition, not prescription drugs, not the things that leave you with side effects, but things that are an important part of nature. And thus an important part of you not becoming dependent on drug companies. Clearly, all those prescriptions are a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with people and has been for decades. They are, you know, wake up to the government, to the big, and big pharma, and big, everything's big. Big business, healthcare system is big, big money. And so at the end of the day, who's really looking out for your best interests and your best health? You are the person who needs to do that. I like what Doc Wallach is doing to enlighten people about health care, and have joined forces by creating the DougStephanTeam.com website. You can listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. A lot of sense in that. And then I invite you to join the Doug Stephan team. Go to DougStephan.com or DougStephanTeam.com. Or you can call 855-309-TEAM. DougStephanTeam.com, 855-309-8326. Now, back to the, what did you say? And now back to
back
the program.
To the ranch.
Yes, now back to the program. All right, so what's the latest on, before we'll do the ID in the next half hour, the Jackson family feud.
Oh, Dougie, I have no idea what's going on here.
Does anybody know what's going on?
No, I guess yesterday Tito Jackson's son, TJ, was named temporary guardian of Michael Jackson's kids. Now, Catherine Jackson actually called someone to, quote-unquote, fire her security team, the one that tried to stop Janet, Randy, and Jermaine. But people say, the people that know her, say she sounded drugged at the time when she tried to order everybody off the property. The kids have gone onto Twitter. They're now being very soft and sweet instead of being kind of attitude plus. And Paris said, everything's fine. I've just been under a little pressure lately. Just very, very weird. And Catherine's even called ABC News yesterday saying that there were rumors going around that she had been kidnapped. She said, I'm here today. I'm going back to California. I'm good and fine. People are saying that this is all based on the fact that Randy, Janet, and Jermaine all wanted to plot to get Catherine out of the house so that they could convince her to side with them in an attempt to get the executors of Michael's estate removed.
Uh-huh. All right, what do you make of that? It's
all money-based? I know. Isn't it weird? It's just hard to keep track of.
21 after the hour on Good Day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Cows are actually taken care of. We have a retirement pasture for the cows.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's not sweet.
It's called Burger King.
No, yeah. It's not called Burger King.
I am cow, hear me moo. I weigh twice as much as you. And I look good on the barbecue.
Revealed that North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un recently got married. He got married, yeah. So congratulations to Kim Jong-un and his new wife, Katie Holmes. I feel good about this one.
I hope it's not one of those rebound relationships.
No. That's love. And Mitt Romney is now in London. He's in London today to see his horse compete in the dressage event. Dressage is kind of like horse ballet, basically. Yeah. Finally, something that connects Romney with the average American voter, huh? Finally. Oh, finally. Some of the guys on Saturday do a little bowling, then some dressage right after that. Sure.
Actress Kristen Stewart is in the middle of a weird story. Evidently, Kristen Stewart was caught cheating on her boyfriend and Twilight co-star Robert Pattinson. I called them K-Stew and R-Pat, but it saved me a lot of time. Us Weekly got photos of her kissing the director of her movie Snow White and the Huntsman, a guy named Rupert Sanders. Aren't you supposed to sleep at the director before you get the part?
This isn't good, you guys. Athletes are complaining over there that the air conditioning in Olympic Village is broken. Or as the athletes from Kenya put it, yeah, this is so rough. Yeah, how are we ever going to survive the heat? Degrees.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. The North Korean leader gets married. Film at 11. That'll be interesting.
Imagine the shock and horror on that poor woman.
Yeah, right, exactly.
No.
All right, speaking of shock and horror, Jennifer.
Yes.
Yesterday on The View, Miranda Lambert was the guest co-host.
Love her.
Why?
Love her.
Why do you like
because
her?
Because she's a real girl. She hunts, she fishes, she's just, she seems very down to earth.
All right. So the discussion floated off to Twitter and letting children use Twitter and social media.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about the Twitter thing earlier, and I said, I don't have children. I want children one day, and I'm like, would you allow your children to tweet? I mean, and at what age, and what's appropriate, and what's not? Where's the boundary?
Sarah's shaking her head. No, but, you know, I would like to say no, absolutely not. I've got a 7-year-old, a 5-year-old, and almost 3-year-old, almost 5 and almost 3. And I think, do you say no, or do you allow them to do it and teach them how to use it responsibly while they're under your merciful eye? You know what I mean? So I think our decision at this point would probably be, as they come to an age, to teach them how to use it responsibly. Otherwise, it's like left to the world to try to teach them, or they learn the hard way. So I'd rather them learn it and learn how to use it, because it could be helpful under our protection and watch.
Because you have to teach them.
No, not like that.
No. You teach them the right thing about sex.
I didn't say that.
I'm saying it.
Teach them the right. Teach them.
Rather than going out.
They could abstain. They could not.
Right now, yeah, right now, I feel like Jeffrey did not.
Not under my watchful eye.
The one thing that I hate when I'm on Twitter, because with Twitter, anybody can follow you. You can't deny or say or approve. Anybody can follow you. And when I have one of my friend's daughters saying, Sherry, I follow you, I talk about things that you don't need to know about. I'm a grown bleepity bleep woman. And so it's like, I don't want, Jeffrey does not need to be a, I know bleepity bleep. I can't say the bleepity bleep.
What are you saying? You write things that you.
I'm an adult. So yeah. I talk about adult things.
Uh-huh. How about you, Jennifer? Do you talk about adult things?
Every day.
Really?
Every minute.
We'll have Facebook following in a few moments. Plus the death of a very important television star. That coming up. And the voter ID law. All in our scrutiny in just a few moments. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If there's one thing I don't love about air travel today, it's the lack of human interaction at the airport. Well, guess what? It's about to get even worse. They're now testing out automated boarding turnstiles at the departure gates. Yes, you actually scan your own boarding pass and then get on the flight. Continental tested it out in Houston when they were called Continental. And now Delta is trying it in Las Vegas and Atlanta. And a number of airlines in Europe and Asia have already implemented it. So now the airlines will argue that this actually reduces the workload of gate agents so they can actually focus on something called customer service. But here's the real story. I'll make this prediction. There won't be gate agents there while you scan your boarding pass. There'll be a photograph of the gate agent who used to be there. Anytime you lose the opportunity of having a conversation with someone, there's less chance to solve problems if something goes wrong. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
At Hotels.com, we only do hotels. That's why we're called Hotels.com. And just so there's no confusion about what we do, here are some other names to help you remember. Almost 3 million guest reviews in the HisHouse.com. Did someone say hotel? Funny, we've got 140,000.com. The most hotels in major cities. I'm not saying, I'm just saying.com. When I say ho, you say tell. Hotel.com. In the end, there's only one.com you need to remember. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place is all we do.
Now, the Old Navy Back to School Uniform Special, starring polos for $5 and pants for $10. In a school where decisions had to be made, Becca hated deciding. But Becca never had to decide on her school uniform until now.
What?
This fall, Old Navy offers endless uniform combinations. Polos are just $5 and pants just $10.
This decision's easy. I choose to choose them all.
Hurry in now to the Old Navy uniform event. Come fun, come all. Tell it July 26th through September.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Time is 33 past the hour. Jennifer Horn and Doug are into the top topics of the day, conversational things that you may not get focused on by listening to anything else that's around. The death of a, would you consider Chad Everett to have been a matinee idol? I never knew really what a matinee idol was. But
I think so. They were idols that appeared at matinees, by the way.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much for that clarification. That's a guy, very good-looking fellow.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know whether he was a... was in, without a trace, I think that was the last time, in an episode of Castle.
Right.
Whether he was a smoker or not. He died of lung cancer. He was in, and his first big television show was Medical Center in the 1970s. This is a guy...
Kind of eerie, huh?
Yeah, right. But you'd know him if you saw him for sure. He was in... The Dakotas, a western in the 60s. He was in Mulholland Drive in 2001. Just somebody that you would know. And Gary, he reminded me of Gary Coleman for some reason or another. I don't know Gary Coleman. Gary.
What you talking about, Willis?
Gary Coleman.
Different.
Probably
totally
not.
Different.
Yeah, right. Probably not. Yeah. Anyway. So that's that story on him. Anybody else die? Do we need to pronounce anyone?
No, George Jefferson, still gone.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And 74. Well, both these guys, you think about in your 70s
young.
Now. It's not, yeah, very young. The legal challenges to the new voter identification law kicked off yesterday in court, Pennsylvania. Judge hearing the case said it will likely... go to higher courts. Civil groups, voting right groups, these people have brought this challenge. They say the law, Jennifer, is needless and discriminates against minority voters.
Okay.
Supporters, and this is the Republican-dominated legislature and the governor, Pennsylvania Republican, say it's necessary to prevent fraud and to keep non-citizens from voting. Why does this become a political issue? Why wouldn't everybody, no matter whether you're a Republican or a Democrat...
Yeah.
Want to make sure that the people who are voting are entitled to vote.
See, this gets me. Why don't we just want to do the right thing and make sure you're a citizen? I am never in California, ever, and I vote in every election.
Yeah.
I am never asked for any identification.
So what do they do? Just say, who are you?
They say,
and
what's
you
your
say,
name? Yeah.
And that's
and
it.
And then they say, do you live at 10444 blah, blah, blah street? And I always say,
so yes, let's I say do. Let's say somebody goes in and has stolen your identity and they vote for you,
oh,
and then you
totally
show
vote
up.
For me. And you know what's funny is that I always laugh because my mom and I are very politically different.
Yeah.
And so I always tell her that I'm going to go in and vote as her. I mean, obviously, I never would because it's wrong.
Well,
but I always say, you know, when you get there, there's going to be a little signature next to your
name. Somebody must have pulled that off.
Oh, how's absolutely. How's it dealt with? I don't know. And do they, I mean, I don't think they have cameras in the polling place, so even if you went in, I mean, my staff isn't necessarily at my polling place, like, the most security-oriented, if you catch my drift. I can't imagine that they would even be able to identify
curious.
Me.
Yeah.
Well, they're always, in general, much older people, and, you know, they're always kind of talking to themselves. They barely even look up when I walk in.
Yeah.
So if I go in and vote as four different people, will they ever really even notice?
Mm-hmm. I think that's a good question. Frankly.
And actually, maybe we should do an undercover sting. They'd probably throw me in jail, but it would be interesting during the next election, which happens to be presidential, to see what would happen.
It's just flabbergasting.
It's frustrating.
There are 11 states now that have passed these voter ID laws. The laws are controversial. For what reason? Prove who you are in order to vote. The trial here in Pennsylvania may last to beyond when the election takes place.
Mm-hmm. And then you know whoever loses will take him to court because obviously somebody voted or voter fraud. I don't understand why we don't use our thumbprints for voting. It is so, I mean, that is our biggest power of anything else in our lives as Americans. Our vote is our biggest power. And the fact that we don't do anything to verify who we are is just so ridiculous.
How is it these people get away with saying the integrity of the electoral process is not enhanced by turning people away from the polls?
Well, the electoral process is a whole other problem.
Well, but yeah, there is a whole problem. The Electoral College ought to be disbanded. We keep saying that every 4 years and nobody does anything about that. There are lots of things that are wrong with our system, and not proving who you are when you vote. It's the most cherished freedom that we have, and it's abused by people, and it has been for years. I've told you the story about my father when he was a kid, got paid by the ward bosses. He and 10 of his friends went to all 10 of the wards in Boston. They paid him $10 a piece to vote on election day with somebody else's ID who had died.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could easily, because I'm not an absentee voter, because I actually like going to the poll,
yeah.
I could easily send someone in my place and say, hey,
yeah.
Could you go? Here's what I would like you to vote.
Well,
could you just go vote for me?
Yeah. Right. It's more than, it's stupid.
Yeah.
Craziness. How can you not want to? I'd love somebody who thinks the discrimination, the fact that it is used by some to discriminate is something to deal with in a different way. It isn't people who are supposedly poor or of color or who are here illegally.
Yeah, this doesn't discriminate against you if you're here legally, though.
Yeah.
All it is showing your ID or showing some form of identification.
Yeah.
It doesn't discriminate against anybody. Everybody still gets their vote if they're entitled to one.
Now that you're mentioning it, I don't think I've ever approved, at least when I voted in Massachusetts, that I was who I said I was.
Yeah,
I think
yeah,
in voting in Florida, I don't remember either proving who I was.
I said, do you guys want to see
any
form
of identification?
Oh, no, wait
a minute. We have a voter ID card in Florida.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
right.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
I walked in and actually asked, would you like to see my ID? Oh, no, ma'am, that's okay. Do you live at blah, blah, blah street?
Yeah.
So
right.
Bad.
Uh-huh.
I laugh out of frustration because it really is just one of the things that really irks me because I take voting very seriously.
So here's another thing that'll be
yoga.
This will really irk you. There has been, you remember, we've had a lot of discussion about the agricultural, the so-called farm bill, known as the Agriculture Appropriation Bill. Now it's been discovered that one of the things that was done to appease Monsanto is the so-called Monsanto Rider that was inserted into the Ag Appropriations Bill. I think it was either last week or the week before. The biotech industry managed to get this and a couple of more provisions moved into the House version of the Farm Bill. So would you like to know what these provisions are all about?
Sure.
Listen to this. If the bill is passed the way it's written, it would allow the overriding of judicial review of GMO crops found to have been approved illegally. In other words, the GMO crops that have been approved by the FDA and others, there's a question about how the information was presented to the FDA. So this bill would override any review of any of the GMO crops that came about as a result of the illegality of their approval. All right? Here's the next thing the GMO industry got inserted into the Farm Bill. The provision would gut any real review by the United States Department of Agriculture of any new GMO crops. Any. You can't touch our GMO crops. And the third thing it does is create a forced backdoor approval of Agent Orange corn and other pending GMO crops. That's what this is. This is how corrupt these people are. Completely, completely corrupt. The system is so corrupt. These people have so much power. They've given so much money. The Monsanto, the Dow Coalition, all those people in the big, these big agribusinesses, spending millions of dollars to get people that are their friends reelected to Congress, reelected to the Senate, so they can pass these bills that basically tuck it up your you-know-what when it comes to food freedom. There's even a provision, Jennifer, to establish for the first time a policy recognizing allowable levels of GMO contamination in your food.
And that's
these disgusting, despicable SOBs. So here's what happens. If these riders are passed, it would completely undermine the few laws that are currently in place to protect farmers' rights and your health from the adverse impacts of these gigantic cyclops operations, Monsanto and the others, but mostly Monsanto, the GMO crops. This is an unprecedented level of corporate control, placing the GMO industry's profits way above the law, way above your health, way above your well-being. And by the way, this is especially important now because the drought has wiped out about 40% of the corn and bean production. Grains are going to be very expensive. This makes them even more expensive. The cost of bread up 4-5 points this month alone. Same thing for beef and pork, 4-5%. And it'll keep going up 4-5% a month because the cost of corn is doubling. Mm-hmm. And beans, because the drought has wiped out all of these. You go to the growing season is far from over, but the corn.
It has to tassel.
Well, everything comes from the ground, obviously. So the plant, if it's weak at the surface, is going to be weak at the top. And because not enough moisture, the plants are very weak at the bottom. So what can
my uncle, the farmer, said that if it doesn't, when the corn tassels, if it doesn't germinate, you don't get any ears. And because of the lack of rain, they don't have any ears of
corn. So for those of you who would like to have some say in this bill, the farm bill, before it gets all the way through the Senate or it gets to the president, call any rep that you have. These riders need to be opposed. You call the Capitol switchboard at 202-224-3121 to find out, or you go to house.gov, actually, you can do that. Find out how to directly contact your representative and urge him or her to oppose these biotech riders, the so-called Monsanto agreements. Can you believe it? It really is unbelievable, these people get away with. 15 before the hour on Good Day.
Say it's complete, but when you dig deeper, are you getting more than the bare basics? Does it have everything essential with quality ingredients, clinically studied? Do the homework and you'll find the choice comes down to just one, Centrum. The multivitamin that goes beyond the basics of other brands with nutrients essential for optimal health. So you're at your best. Centrum, always your most complete.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
800-510-8255 connects with us along with an email. If you'd like to send that, the old, it seems old now, that technology, but I like it. Doug@DougStephan.com, Jennifer@DougStephan.com. Jennifer also likes some of the new ways of using the social media, thus Facebook and Twitter action from Jennifer. Action. We want action.
Today, you know, every morning I like to see what's trending when I first sit down, and two celebrities are trending at number one and two on both Yahoo and at Twitter. The first one is Audrina Patridge. She was on The Hills with Lauren Conrad. She took some very racy, steamy, juicy, yummy pictures if you're a boy or into girls. And they're all over the internet. So if you want to see her pictures, she's out there. They are all over Twitter, all over Yahoo. It's a big deal. And then number two is Sharon Osbourne, who went on to Twitter yesterday and said she would not be coming back to America's Got Talent.
Really?
She even tweeted Howard Stern and said, it's not because of the money. It's because ... making it seem like maybe she's not coming back because she's having disagreements with Howard.
Huh. Really? With Howard being there or the way the show is running?
You know, she doesn't say. She just said,
well, why
it's not
do
because
it if you're
of the
not
money,
gonna...
at Howard Stern. Yeah. It's because ...
Because you are screwy. That could be the ... Right?
Her spokespeople haven't confirmed anything, but, you know, she's writing all over the place on Twitter, so it looks like she will not
be back. Why does she need spokespeople? Why can't she speak for herself?
All the cool people have spokespeople, Doug.
Really? All right.
We need to get a spokesperson.
We do, yes, exactly.
Or maybe a whole team of spokespeople.
Yeah.
Team.
Yes. The number of people in Colorado applying for background checks to purchase firearms has surged this week. The 3 days of the week so far, 2,887 people approved to buy a gun, compared with 2012, the weekend before, 43% increase. The Bureau of Bureau of Investigation, the CBI, Colorado Bureau of Investigation, has an online background check system that tracks and processes gun permit applications. The system doesn't show how many guns actually have been sold, but how many people have asked for permits. So, is this all because of James Holmes? Here's Brandon Baker, who's the owner of Rocky Mountain Guns and Ammo in Parker, Colorado, about 15 miles from Aurora, says his business has been brisk since the shooting. Quote, our gun sales have gone up, but we have had more requests for training as well. They train people. He says he's booked up at his training firearms, what do they call it? It's a shooting gallery, right? Is that what they call them? What do they call them? The practice gallery. Anyway,
like a shooting range, a gun range.
Yeah, gun range. He's booked up for the next 2.5 months. Most of the people seeking firearms are women.
Really?
Women.
I kind of like that, actually.
Really? Why? What is there about that that you like?
Because I think it's good that we learn how to shoot a gun.
Yeah? Yeah. Why not? But why is it now? And then there are those people who say, if just one person had a gun in the theater, this all wouldn't have happened. That's what we need, people carrying guns into theaters. Yeah. All right, so that's that story. A lot of things happening, and hopefully you feel up to date. Top topics on Good Day at 51 after.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Technology, a lot of different things being bought and sold, which is kind of appropriate for any kind of business, but especially when it comes to technology. Better living is the fact that some of these big companies keep buying. Remember AT&T trying to buy, was it the other way around? Who was trying to buy whom in that deal? Anybody remember?
Oh, gosh. I don't remember, actually.
But it was billions and billions.
Yeah, it was a huge deal.
Oh,
I do remember
God, all this money. There's so much money in technology. In order to compete with Verizon, Fios is a big thing with Verizon. I have Fios here. You have Fios?
I do, yes.
You do, okay. Mm-hmm. So here's Comcast announcing they will increase internet speeds in the Northeast. Verizon... I have the highest on mine, and I don't know that I notice a difference when it goes from one to the other.
Notice when it's not working, though.
Yeah, right. When it doesn't work.
Trust me.
We all notice that. So Shelley Palmer, who's our technology reporter, is going to update us on what the Comcast announcement means if you're in the Northeast. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
And now, the Old Navy Back to School Uniform Special, starring polos for $5 and pants for $10. In a school where decisions had to be made, Becca hated deciding. But Becca never had to decide on her school uniform until now.
What?
This fall, Old Navy offers endless uniform combinations. Polos are just $5 and pants just $10.
This decision's easy. I choose to choose them all.
Hurry in now to the Old Navy Uniform Event. Come fun, come all. Valid July 26th through September 5th.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, in order to compete with Verizon Fios, Comcast has announced that it will increase internet speeds in 10 Northeast markets. Its new tier will offer download speeds of up to 305 megabits per second and upload speeds of up to 65 megabits per second. What is a megabit per second? It measures the speed of your broadband connection. Verizon's top-tier plan has download speeds of up to 300 megabits per second and costs $205 per month, while Comcast's fastest service will cost $300 a month. Wondering if you need the speed? An average single user really doesn't need more than 50 to 60 megabits down, so unless you're a family who connects to the internet with several devices for several hours a day, you can probably skip the top speeds. Comcast also announced that if you're a subscriber to Xfinity Blast or Xfinity Stream, your internet speeds will be doubled at no additional cost. It looks like the internet speed wars have begun. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hey, buddy, I think this red sock was meant for your dark load.
Not again. Thanks, Talking Super 8 sign.
Looks like you need an escape.
How? Whoa, great seats.
Hot dogs.
Hey, over here.
Hey, it's on me.
Nope, I left my wallet in my other sign.
Aw.
But you'll have plenty of extra money to spare by joining Wyndham Rewards at Super8.com, where you can earn free nights and more at every one of our almost 2,300 locations. Super 8, destination super. Visit Super8.com for details. All hotels are independently owned and operated.
And now, the Old Navy Back to School Uniform Special. Starring polos for $5 and pants for $10. In a school where decisions had to be made, Becca hated deciding. But Becca never had to decide on her school uniform. Until now.
What?
This fall, Old Navy offers endless uniform combinations. Polos are just $5 and pants just $10.
This decision's easy. I choose to choose them all.
Hurry in now to the Old Navy uniform event. Come fun, come all. Valid July 26th through September 5th.
Whether it's the Empire State Building, Alamo, Grand Canyon, a lot of families are heading out on the nation's highways this summer in pursuit of the Great American Road Trip. Our friend Brian Osich has more on ways to ensure a successful and extraordinarily safe vacation.
Are you starting up the car and taking the family on a summer road trip? GM's James Bell says there are a few ways to successfully prepare before hitting the open road.
The first thing to think about is where you're going. Come up with a destination and map out the route. Then think about who's going on the trip. If you have young kids, make sure to plan out rest stops every 2 to 3 hours. It's also a good idea to sightsee along the way. This keeps everyone entertained and less likely to ask, are we there yet?
Bell says there are a few things to consider before choosing a vehicle.
When it comes to getting the right road trip car for your family, the first thing is to be rational. Pick the right vehicle for what you need. If you need a bunch of space because you've got a big family, look at a vehicle like the Chevrolet Traverse or Equinox. But for many of us, a nice family four-door sedan might work just fine. And let's be honest, today's modern sedan has trunks that can carry more stuff than you probably need to carry.
Bell also says be prepared for the unexpected and pack a first aid kit. For more, log on to GM.com. That's 0 to 60 from GM.
0 to 60. Well, we've...
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.